You're listening to the Quince Podcast.
When they say anything is possible, this Indian cricket team needs to be on a poster with that slogan, because even without their captain, without their first or second choice bowling attack, and with many players making their debut in the last month, India have beaten Australia at Fortress Gabba, the first team to do so in 32 years. History has been made. My guest Ayaz Memon is with us. Ayaz, historic is the only word that comes to mind as one tries to find a word to describe this Indian team's efforts in Australia?
Well, historic is certainly one word which comes to mind, but in my mind, there are others which have been swirling around Mendra. Incredible, extraordinary, astounding, amazing. I mean, it's quite unbelievable, isn't it? This is out of Ripley's Believe It or Not, that India would save the third test match and then go on to win the fourth test match on the last day. In the bastion, as you mentioned, the Gabba has been Australia's bastion. They haven't lost here in 32 years, and then you have this almost a rag and bobtail team, you know, the six or seven key players, those who would have been first choice to play in the test, missing from the Indian team, and yet India go on to win this match, chasing 328 in the fourth innings. This is not an easy task, irrespective of the fact that the Gabba pitch didn't crumble, it played through till the end, but imagine the pressure. And I think that, you know, when you look back on this match, you'll find that it's not just what happened on the last day. Of course, that was kind of, you know, just superb the way they chased down, you know, they timed the chase, Pant, Gill first and Pant later. And of course, the bridge being the Buddha of Indian cricket or world cricket, that is Cheteshwar Pujara. But also look at what happened earlier in the match, you know, the partnership between Washington Sundar and Shardul Thakur, which brought India so close to Australia's first inning score. And then the bowling of Mohammad Siraj and Thakur again on the fourth day, which actually gave India the opportunity to chase down 328. You know, if the lead was 350, 360, this would have been not possible. So many heroes in this victory. But at the end of the day, the greatest and the proudest moment for Team India, for Indian, you know, Indian fans, I think is really the greatest ever victory I can think of in India's cricket history.
I'm Mendra Dorji.
And I'm Ayaz Memon.
And you're listening to the Aussie Challenge podcast on The Quint, powered by Farm Easy and Medibuddy. Okay, I'll take you quickly through the scores before I go back to Ayaz with my questions. India started on 4 for none, needing 324 runs today to win the match. Rohit Sharma fell early and then followed a mammoth 114-run partnership between Cheteshwar Pujara and Shubman Gill. Pujara took many body blows from the Aussie pacers but continued on. Gill made 91. Pujara eventually got out on 56. But the man of the day was Rishabh Pant. His unbeaten 89 took this match from a possible Aussie win to a possible draw to a victory. Confirmed Indian victory. Australia beat Ned Gabba after 32 years, and it took this battered and bruised team of Indian fighters to end that run. Now, Ayaz, we have to start by talking about Rishabh Pant. What a redemption for him. I mean, had the most horrid time at the start of the series, was replaced for a game as well, but comes out and plays, you know, two massive match-winning knocks for India.
Yes, I think this is a series that will be remembered for Rishabh Pant's contribution, and of course, his redemption, as you mentioned, because he was on the verge of being ousted. I mean, not finding a regular place in the test squad is one thing, and then being out of the test squad itself would have been a big blow. I think it was good of the team selection or the team management to have persisted with him, knowing or identifying and supporting his match-winning ability. I think that's what really kind of clinched the issue in his favor and India's favor. I think there was this feeling at the back of the mind of the Indian team management, and I can say this with some authority because I spoke to Shastri before the team went to Australia. In fact, for quite a number of times, and you know, one of the things that he kept emphasizing on was, we must have a counterpunch ready. If there's no counterpunch, they'll, you know, they'll kind of roll over us, the Aussies. Now, the counterpunch had to come either from the top, like Rohit Sharma. He was missing in the first two tests. Virat Kohli, who went back, or somebody else, you know. And Cheteshwar Pujara is not that kind of a player. He's got other and magnificent virtues. Rahane was not in the best of form going into the series, and therefore, they had to look at somebody like a Rishabh Pant to keep that counterpunch ready when the need arose. And that came in the previous test. which was then saved by Ashwin and Hanuma Vihari. And in this test, which was won by Pant, even there he had laid the platform for what would have been another outstanding Indian win. It didn't happen, but that match was saved, and that was crucial from the series' point of view. And this is just, you know, I keep saying, remember these two names, Gill and Pant, underline their names, and remember that, you know, in 10-15 years, we'll be seeing a lot of milestones, a lot of match-winning records, you know, attached to their names.
Yeah, you talked about, you know, Shubman Gill, Rishabh Pant being special players. But that's what's also very special about this series win, right? Traditionally, we've been, you know, a team that has match winners who, you know, we depend on heavily to win us matches. But this time round, we've just had almost every player, you know, put the hand up, step up and, you know, put up a big innings, take a fifer, do something extremely special. And that's, you know, that's, it's been a complete team effort as far as, you know, the series victory goes.
I think you've really, that's hitting the nail on the head. I think it's a team effort, and this is used as a cliche, you know, that, you know, this is a team effort. But when you look at what's transpired in the series, that one freak hour at Adelaide, I think, you know, India could conceivably have won the series maybe 2-1 or 3-1, you know, instead of 2-1. We don't know. So it's been one of those kind of series. But every time India faced a crisis, you know, there was somebody there to perform, raise the bar for himself, for the team, perform excellently, whether in batting or bowling. And I think that came through in the fact that the Indian team managed to find a player for every occasion, whether it was in batting or bowling. In fact, you know, I have this, my one line or a very brief summary of the series is, India outplayed Australia in everything, batting and bowling, in grit and determination, in flair, in ambition, in attrition, in the will to win, the will to survive and the will to win. The only area in which both the teams were equal were in dropping catches. So
right after Rahane spoke, after, you know, winning the series, and before he took the trophy, you know, he said that the Indian team wanted to give Nathan Lyon a signed jersey. So he called Nathan Lyon on, gave him a jersey for his 100th test match. I mean, that's a sweet gesture to make, right? I mean, I know Virat said that his aggression is the new India, but you take this as well, right? I mean, this is the team that's in your face when needed. They'll take the body blows when needed. They'll keep quiet when, you know, a certain Tim Payne sledges you, but, you know, and the complete gentleman when needed. But then again, when you need to be winning matches, they speak with their performance.
No, I think these are niceties of cricket, which are always good to watch. I think this is, you know, once the heat and dust is settled, the battle is over, then you are still, you know, fellow cricketers, is part of the same fraternity, maybe also very good friends. So I think that's, it's a great gesture. But this is something which is now happening more and more on the cricket field, as we see. You know, rare are those cases where it just gets so bitter that, you know, I think it just gets where the slanging match spills over into the outside. But otherwise, it's, you know, this is becoming a practice. And remember that there is also, you know, match referees, the ICC putting an eye on nothing untoward happening. But you're right that, you know, it was very thoughtful of the Indian team to salute a player who's playing his 100th test match, who's not been so successful in this series. In fact, one of the many reasons that Australia have not been able to win this series is because Nathan Lyon hasn't delivered with the ball.
Okay, Ayaz, we must talk about Chiteshwar Pujara next. He faced such criticism during this series, such immense criticism during this series, wasting deliveries, he said, quote-unquote, didn't show enough intent, was what, you know, people said about him. But that's what India needed from him, right? To hold on, to hold one side of the crease. So Australia pretty much knew they were just going to get wicket from the other end because Chiteshwar Pujara had shut shop. And even today, you know, he took body blows. I mean, there were so many times when he was hit on his shoulder, on his arm, on his fingers. But the man just carried on. He knew he had a task at hand. He knew he needed to be out in the middle. And you know, we just need to appreciate that, right?
Well, I think the appreciation is always been there. I mean, in the 2018 series, was a player of the series, and, you know, everybody raised a toast to his heroic batsmanship even then. So he's done exactly what he is known to do, or renowned to do, and what he is best at doing, which is to, you know, drop anchor. He's the sheet anchor of the team, and he's just susses out the situation as we saw in the previous match and in this, especially when the demand is to wear down the bowlers. I don't think there's another player in the world who bats like him. You know, he's got this kind of a zen-like zone that he gets into, and nothing flusters him or, shakes him up, not, bruises on the body, etc., etc. I thought at one stage that he might actually go back because he was hit so often. For there was a spell, especially with the second new ball, when he was hit in the body repeatedly. I thought he might actually go back and take some, just get his bruises attended to. No, but he stuck it out, and that was really heroic. And then look at the, I said this before in our talk, that players like him have to play second fiddle, though they are the more experienced and the better players, to the stroke makers like Gill and Pant. Because if you don't sublimate your ego and you start competing with them, then you might end up in a mess and put the team also into a mess. And that requires courage of conviction apart from physical courage.
Just a couple more questions before I let you go. I mean, you did talk about where this victory stands, but just, what, 1 month back, they were 36 all out, and, everybody was criticizing this team. And, today they've beaten Australia at a venue where they haven't been beaten for 32 years. So where exactly would you say, this test series victory stands for you, at least in Indian cricket history?
Well, certainly the greatest series in my opinion. And I'll tell you why. One is it's a come from behind victory. Very often, you lose the first test, you end up struggling to square the series, leave aside winning it. Now, there have been some instances when we've done it. It happened against Sri Lanka in, I think, 2015, when we beat Sri Lanka, and Sri Lanka having lost the first test. And then, of course, we all remember that magnificent series, India versus Australia in 2000-2001, and built around that Dravid-Lakshman partnership, which turned the series around. We had lost the first test, we went on to win the series. But this is a series which has come out, it's not a home series, it's not played in the subcontinent, it is played in Australia, with Australia at full strength and India not at full strength, and at the Gabba, where Australia haven't lost in 32 years. I mean, I can't think of a greater series in Indian cricket history than this.
Okay, my ultimate last question. We had so many debutants during this series. We had Siraj, Sundar, Shubman Gill. I mean, who do you think would you say impressed you the most?
It's a very unfair question because so many of them have been such stellar performers in this season. I mean, Rishabh Pant, everybody was critical of him. In fact, the question we were asked, is that, does he deserve a place in the team because of his wicket keeping? He dropped catches. And then, he was almost consigned to the rubbish bin. But the management trusted him. The captain trusted in his ability. And look at what's happened. So he's been obviously one of the heroes. You can't not count him as a hero after this performance today. Shubman Gill, not the first choice opening batsman. That was Rishabh Pant. He got the opportunity and hasn't looked back. And not just not looked back, he's looked a classic player. I mean, he's just so good on the eye. And he's the guy who actually kept, at least this morning, on the fifth morning, India in the hunt for a possible win after Rohit Sharma had fallen fairly early. Then there's Mohammad Siraj, not the first choice bowler, picks up, 13 wickets in the series in three tests, which is the best by any Indian bowler, more than Bumrah, more than Ashwin. And remember, he's playing in his first series. He's played all of three test matches. And then, of course, Shardul Thakur, Washington, Sundar, even T. Natarajan. I mean, these guys were some of... Thakur and Natarajan were net bowlers. They were not even part of the squad. They were inducted into a squad later. Even Washington Sundar came here for white ball cricket. And look at his contribution. A half century under the most daunting circumstances, also by Thakur. And then that fiery spell by Thakur where he picked up four wickets. Siraj picked up five. I mean, there is no dearth of heroes. Who can forget Rahane? Second test match, just after India has been blown away for 36, comes and makes a century. And inspires an Indian victory, and that's where things started to turn around so dramatically. So, you mentioned at the start that the only way to describe it is team effort. I think that's absolutely right, cliche as it may sound.
I was going to say that because I asked you to name one person. I think you pretty much named everybody. But that is what the magic of this series was. It was a complete team effort and a team effort from us as well. Thank you, Ayaz, for joining us today. And in the last of our podcasts of this series, the Aussie Challenge podcast. Thank you, Ayaz.
Thank you, Mandra. It's been a pleasure speaking to you after every day. Thank you so much.
And thank you all for listening to the Aussie Challenge podcast with Ayaz Memon on the Quint, powered by Farm Easy, India's largest online pharmacy and MediBuddy.
Thanks for listening. Log on to the Quint's website and check out our other podcasts.